Windsurfer, aufgepasst! Heute gibt es einen Special aus dem Windsurf Center von Fuerteventura René Igli in Costa Calma. Vitality Sports, dein Podcast für innovatives Training und noch mehr Lebensfreude. Hallo, mein Name ist Stefanie und ich bin heute nicht allein und ich bin auch nicht im Podcast-Studio. Vielleicht hörst du das schon am Sound. Wir sind nämlich direkt am Meer hier in Fuerteventura an der Windsurfstation bei René Igli und ich habe heute einen speziellen Gast, den lieben Guido, der schon sein Leben lang am Wasser ist und Wassersport betreibt. Seit 18 Jahren ist er Windsurf-Instructor, unter anderem mehrere Jahre auch hier jetzt bei René Igli. Mein Instructor ist er seit 5 Jahren, seit 2020. Hier habe ich Windsurfen wirklich gelernt. Und ja, ich freue mich heute, Guido im Interview zu haben. Guido, vielleicht magst du ein paar Worte zu dir sagen. Maybe you'd like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Guido. I'm coming from Italy, from Rome exactly. I'm living in Fuerteventura, Canary Islands, since 2007. So already start to be quite a long time, 18 years. I've been loving for the island of you because it's a windy island. I'm coming from sailing, so I find the paradise in Canaria where I have the opportunity to be on the water quite often, surfing, windsurfing, and sailing as well.
Sounds like a dream.
Even now that is almost February, but it's still extremely warm, the weather, so
right.
Better cannot be.
Thank you, Guido.
More than you're welcome.
What does windsurfing for you?
For me was my life. I like and I love windsurfing because I'm together with the nature. So for me, every time I be on the water, if I have a little problem, all the problem are solved. So this is for me the nice way of thinking as well. So better cannot be. I've been, I repeat, sailing, surfing, and I love windsurfing. So
I understand you totally.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yesterday I was on the water, come back and told to Serene, wow, now I'm so relaxed, I'm so balanced, everything is okay.
Yeah, no, it's true, it's true. But there are good days, bad days, but every time you go on the water, all the problems are solved.
Right?
Sometimes you have a good session, sometimes a bad session, obviously because it's up to the weather as well, but it doesn't matter. Once you're on the water, everything's fine then.
Yeah, I feel you. Future windsurfer, you have so much experience in teaching, and what do you recommend a beginner?
The beginner, the most important things, more than the first day that they enjoy and they have fun. This is the most important things. To start windsurfing, you have to enjoy the sport. It's not easy compared with some others. Take a bit a long time, but that's why the most important things that you start and you enjoy your first days on the water. If you recognize it's your sport, then keep going, because then you're going to have a lot of emotions as well, and you find also a lot of result. The most important thing for windsurfing, that you start also in the right condition. So the wind is not the most important thing, but the most important thing that you go on quite flat water, because obviously there's a lot of balance. So if you have a flat water on the first day, is going to be much more easy in teaching you and you for you learning as well.
Yeah, I think so too. Especially in the beginning, it's so hard to keep the sail out of the water.
Keep the balance,
and if the water is too wavy, it's much more challenging.
Absolutely.
And in the end, it's frustrating if you
correct.
Always fall into the water, and it's so exhausting.
Absolutely, I agree. That's why I said that should be the right
flat
condition,
water.
Flat water. The wind is not, in the beginning, the most important things. In the means that you can start even now with too strong wind. But flat water, yes. So then you're going to have less problem of balance on a board, and you're going to learn even faster.
Right.
And then you're going to enjoy much more than to be in a tough condition, of course.
We recommend to balance training if you are not on the water, and to strengthen your core, to lift the sail out of the water, because
on the right position as well.
Yes.
It must be done. So at least the first lesson you need every time an instructor for learning how to windsurfing.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Not only the first.
No, the first, no. Then you need to practice, of course,
but
the first
start with
days, yes, with the right basic is really important, windsurfing,
right.
Absolutely.
Right. And I learned the water start at least here. What do you recommend for learning the water start?
I would say, obviously, the most important thing and component is to be windy. You should learn a water start once you achieve a good level of windsurfing. You cannot learn a water start. That is a step of windsurfing quite advanced, let's say. So first of all, to learn a few middle steps, like to learn how to go with the harness, to do things with the smaller board. And then when you want to learn a water start, the most important thing, obviously, that the wind is quite strong. In that case, yes, we need a little bit more tough condition, but also because we are talking about a level that is start to be already a little bit higher than a beginner. So higher level, different condition also for teaching and for windsurfing. But it's really important. Water start definitely is one of the most important step of windsurfing. I will say from my side, my point of view, is one of the most important.
I think so too, because it opened the world for the yellow flag.
Yes, exactly. And you can go everywhere.
Guido, thank you so much to having you here. Such a pleasure. And thank you so much for everything. He's one. I always ask him what kind of board and sail, because he knows the condition here so well, and I'm so thankful for every tip you give me here. Thank you so much. If you want to learn windsurfing, I can recommend René Igli Windsurf Center Fuerteventura. Talk to Guido and all the other great coaches. Each one here has so much knowledge about windsurfing, water sports, so you are really safe here and enjoy your time on the water. Thank you so much,
See
Guido.
You on the water, everyone.
Bye.
Wenn dir diese Folge gefallen hat, zeige es uns mit einer 5-Sterne-Bewertung. Oder teile diese Episode mit deinen Freunden, Familie und Kollegen. Du unterstützt uns damit, mehr Menschen zu erreichen, damit auch sie von unseren wertvollen Tipps für noch mehr Vitalität und Lebensfreude profitieren. Von Herzen. Vielen Dank für deinen Support. Unser Podcast dient ausschließlich zu Informations- und Unterhaltungszwecken. Du nutzt unsere Inhalte auf eigenes Risiko. Die hier geäußerten individuellen Meinungen sind genau das, Meinungen. Sprich immer mit deinem Arzt, bevor du ein Trainings- oder Ernährungsprogramm beginnst. Die von uns hier bereitgestellten Informationen sind kein Ersatz für medizinische Beratung, Diagnose oder Behandlung.